This is Dr. Abu Libda, dictating period. Please note that a copy of the list will be faxed at the end of the dictation period. Patient name, Catherine Wyford, date 1/24/2013, date of birth 5/25/1943, age 79 years, referring physician, Brian Smith, D.O. at Pearscan Healthcare and Wellness Center, period. Chief complaint, evaluation and management of intermittent arthritis, mainly in the hands and the knees, with spells once every 2 to 3 months, period. New paragraph, history of the present illness. Patient is a 79 years old, white female with history of chronic renal failure, and at the present time she is on hemodialysis, but within 2 weeks she will be getting peritoneal dialysis, period. Patient mentioned that she's having episodes of rather acute inflammation, mainly in the hands, shoulders, feet and ankles and the knees, and the last episode was around 2 months ago, period. The episode usually subsides with an injection of steroids, and at the time of the visit she was practically symptom free, period. Patient anyhow has a lot of other comorbid conditions, including renal failure, on hemodialysis, and this will be changed to peritoneal dialysis within 2 weeks, and history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, period. Patient is ambulating, and she is accompanied with her husband, period. Patient was started on allopurinol 100 mg per day in the last 4 weeks, apparently because of elevated uric acid, and according to her, she is feeling better with this, period. New paragraph, allergies, iodine, period. New paragraph, medical diseases, remarkable by history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, diabetic neuropathy, renal failure, chronic on hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis, and history of hypertension, period. New paragraph, surgical operations, history of coronary angioplasty 2 to 3 times, period. New paragraph, medications, Amaryl 4 mg twice a day, Coric 25 mg twice a day, Comedin 1 mg one daily, 4. AV shunt for dialysis, period. Xforge 10/320 one daily. Clonobin 0.5 mg 1 to 2 daily. Levemir 100 units as directed. Lipitor 20 mg one daily. Lisinopril 10 mg one daily. Nitrobid 2% as directed. Nitrodor, correction, Nitrodare, DUR 0.6 mg per hour, one batch every 24 hours. Plavix 75 mg one daily. Renvela, R-E-N-V-E-L-A, 800 mg, TID, sodium bicarb, 650, 2 tablets twice a day. Uloric, 40 mg, 1 daily. Zofran, 8 mg, as needed for nausea and vomiting, period. New paragraph, occupational history, mainly housewife period. New paragraph, family and social history, alcohol drinking none, cigarette smoking none period. Father died at the age of 84 with history of diabetes and heart condition. Mother died at the age of 69 with history of intestinal blockage and no diabetes period. New paragraph, review of systems, macro 6 period. New paragraph, physical exam, general condition. Patient is a well-developed white female with minimal joint discomfort at the time of the examination period. New paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 70, temperature normal, respiratory rate 14, height 66 inches, weight 169 pounds, period. New paragraph, macro 1, macro 2, and macro 3, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal exam showed the following period. First, both hands and wrist joints showed osteoarthritic changes, but there was no active arthritis, period. Second, elbows were normal, period. Third, shoulder showed mild tenderness and reduction in the range of motion, especially of the left side, period. Fourth, feet and ankles showed osteoarthritic changes at the first MTB joint, period. Fourth, knee joints showed tenderness and small swelling on the left side. The right side showed crepitation, period. Sixth, hip joints showed mild tenderness, period. Seven, examination of the cervical spine showed mild tenderness in the lower cervical region, and examination of the dorsal and lumbosacral spine showed mild tenderness in the lower back, period. New paragraph. Lab work, hemoglobin A1C 7.5. Chem7 showed B1 of 43, creatinine 2.2, sodium 138, potassium 4.3, but this is apparently after hemodialysis period. Assessment and impression, first, osteoarthritis period, second, possible gouty arthritis period, third, possible rheumatoid arthritis period, fourth, chronic renal failure on hemodialysis, and will be getting peritoneal dialysis within 2 weeks period, five, diabetes mellitus period, six, coronary artery disease and previous angioplasty period. New paragraph, treatment and recommendation regarding to her arthritis and considering all the other comorbid conditions, especially the fact that the patient has chronic renal failure and she will be getting peritoneal dialysis within 2 weeks, the best option for this patient is to treat her arthritis with intermittent injections of dipomidrol 1cc on flare-up of her arthritis period. New paragraph, all other anti-arthritic medications will have a severe worse side effects on her renal and cardiac status period. Patient can return in 2 to 3 months whenever she had a flare-up of the arthritis and will manage her condition period. New paragraph, advice to continue allopurinol but to DC hyaluronic period. New paragraph, continue other medications and return in 3 months or whenever she has an acute spill of arthritis period. New paragraph, thank you for this referral. Copy to Brian Smith, D.O. at the Bearskin Healthcare and Wellness Center. Be good and thank you.